Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. And that is the great Sam Cooke. The changes are going to come. All right. Now, my friends, I hope you're feeling good today. You know, sometimes I get a lot of psychological aches and discomfort. Because now, you see, I was a part confusion. I grew up into confusion. Was born into confusion then, even before I realized it. Now, after so many years, and realization that have affected me is on the line of two things. My mind was craving for knowledge all the time. And it just wasn't coming. However, the clock was ticking away. But I didn't know that. Surely didn't know that, because nobody said anything to me to give me some hope. whatever was happening to me, like chipping away on the block, was basically coming to me from the activities going on in my mind, looking at things that are, come up on my screen, and I ponder them. But, my friends, like I say, the clock was ticking. It's not my doing. It was happening to me. And it took a lot of years. Well, first of all, the first part of my experience was coming from when I began my interest in the church at about age 7. And I've heard a lot of people talk about when they were age 7 too, okay? What was going on with them? So all the schooling that I got from the early primary times, I would come out from primary school reading on the fourth grade level. I did not get any more educational exposure from that time until I was properly age 27. And then I migrate from Jamaica to America. This was something that happened because of other people that were in my life beside my parents. Because at that point, my parents went to England. My father and my mother, and some of my siblings too. It so happened that I migrate to America whilst they were in Britain. I came here and I had more siblings in Jamaica, and I filed petition for them, and they came to America too. All right, well, life goes on. But when I came to America, I came to America with something on my mind, and that is to go to adult school and learn to read better than fourth grade level. Because it seemed like I had a good sense of reasoning, you know, all by itself. Don't have anything to do with reading per se. And I felt to myself, I would like to know more about issues than I do. And I am motivated by that because I had what I would consider to be like a lively spirit inside of me, and one that loves to communicate. I did. So I felt good when I am reasoning about anything with anybody on that level, I felt like I would enjoy life better if I learned to read and know more about stuff. And so that was my desire, and like the peak of my desire to come to the United States, because at that time I was Christian, and, you know, I don't know anything negative about America at all. I'm shocked and surprised to see what my discovery brings to me over the years I am in America. as it were, stunned, surprised, and in a lot of way, disappointed. I don't feel disappointed that I migrate to America. I don't feel disappointed about that. Because one thing, I get help from going to school and learn to read. Now, you can't take that as a blanket that I don't have anything to be sad about when I get such help that I wasn't getting in Jamaica. But the reason why I wasn't getting that help in Jamaica is because of white people who is also running America. So, you know, you have to look at it for what it is. And because you saved my life or you saved me from drowning, it doesn't give you the right to try and kill me after that. You better don't, you know. Keep it where, you know, I'll always be blessing you for saving my life. But don't try to, like, abuse me and stuff like that. No! You know what I mean? All right. That's what I mean. Jamaica cursed the white people who buy us from our people in Africa. So, I am, flabbergasted over the whole thing, because now I graduate. I graduate from adult high school. And I know that what I miss in all those years, that I didn't get a good primary education. Now that I go through this this adult high school, I struggled a lot, and I struggle mostly with word reading comprehension. One of the things was good when I did the test to go into the adult school, I scored the most on vocabulary. I was reading on seventh grade vocabulary. I don't know why, except that it may be the environment of Jamaica that I grew up in and dealt with a lot of people who could read well, and I would imagine their words. I caught on their vocabulary, I think. So it's to me the way Jamaica is, where we as Africans who have a lot of the British ability to speak. And by the way, the British, you got to know that white people, species, come from hominin. You don't know that. I didn't know that either. So the white people that we see have us as slaves and do all kind of stuff to us. However, in whatever way we come to, like, talk or stuff like that, these folks did not talk for millions of years. And it is when they, to Europe, 1.5 million years ago, we were created within that, you know, simultaneously in of that spatial time, that time frame. We were created 200,000 years ago. At that time, the white people ancestors had left Africa and go up into Europe. while the gods create civilized people, because they were not civilized. It is their awful connection with us. Why white people are looking like human beings, talking like civilized human beings, because there was no civilization with them at all. They were mute all of their existence. So that's something for us to learn, that white people are not our superior at all, because they come from hominid, we come from different species. That is a key that we must know, because they write a Bible, so we would not know what our species is. And we would know that they have evil effect on us, that they interbreed with our species, that is wise sapien, whilst they are hominid, ape man walking upright. Go into the world, it's the textbook, and find it. You need to do that, if you're hearing what I'm saying. Why? We need to change the present perception. We assist to spread that are not true. Pass the Bible and Christianity. We're at the furthest distance from you as you can, because I can assure you that you have been reading the Bible, and there are like a big number of lies in the Bible that we read and don't know. So was I for over half a century years, reading and believing everything, because I didn't have the capability, academic knowledge, to read and determine, you know, left or right. So I believe everything. What we read about Adam and Eve in the garden and the way we were created, and God cursed Adam and Eve in the garden, and we are cursed too, and that's why we need Jesus, but that's not true. I mean, none of that is true. It's the reason why, if you're listening to me, you need to read The World is a Textbook. Because that's where you would get a foundation of who you are and what is your ancestors in antiquity, right? Are our primordial ancestors. That's what will teach us where we're coming from. Right now, we don't know. So we believe in the Bible. Now, it is because when we were created in Africa 200,000 years ago, the first 100,000 years, we began, some of us began to leave Africa and settle outside of Africa, east, west, and wherever else, north and south, where we went. My friends, it is at that time when we were leaving Africa, we got caught up with these hominid, Homo erectus, that abduct us, Neanderthals, and interbreed with our first subgroup from our species, third level human civil, you know, at that time, we were not, and be like what we are today, because our first subgroup to our species, which is the second species that arrived in Africa 250,000 years ago. You talk about the hominid, the white people ancestors. They were like almost 3 million years ahead of us in Africa. So they migrate out of Africa and go into Europe because it was a cooler place. Africa was too warm for them. And at that time, they were able to make stone tools. That's it. But they are mute. Like apes that you see here today, they couldn't talk. But they are human apes. Is this story in the World History textbook? Anything you're reading like a biblical literature is not for African people. And that may come very, very, very disheartening for you to hear. But you know what? I was afraid that I was going to run into something that proved that what I believe is not true. I got like something that affected my thinking. Like say, Tim, what if you find out that what you're believing is not true? I didn't have anything to outline and to change my mind to anything else. But what I can see now, those thoughts were affecting me from my genes. Weird information is inside of me that knows, that the information that knows that something is wrong and is raising that question in my brain. What if? I mean, more than one time, you know, I think more than one time in my recollection that I had that type of a question. Wonder if I will find out that what I believe is not true. Well, today I can tell you it turned out to be that. So I'm trying to let you know that of my Jamaican experience and the slavery aftermath in post-time of slavery, you know, we were like some cattle that people caught and tame. You know, you talk about taming cattle, you know, domesticate, you know, animals or something like that, make them tame. Basically, that's how we Jamaicans and West Indians are. The amount of things that we believe and think, if we are to find out, you know, a lot of us may just jump into the ocean and don't come back up. Because there are too many things that we be too much of confused character that we become. And with certain things that we think to be normal, it's just not. History is a record of the past, certified history, not the Bible. Because the Bible is not certified by any academic consultant or teacher review that what is written in the Bible about Adam and Eve and God and Jesus and Satan, that those things are true. No certification. And if you would think that you want to go to a seminary and learn about these things because you think God is in there, God is in history, not Bible. You can go and find places anywhere around the world that you read in world history, and anything it tells you, saving what these white people write into the world history textbook as lies, because they say they are government and we must live by their laws and all that kind of stuff. But it's not true. These white people that we look on as godly people, they are only about money. They are about sex in the honors. You see what I mean? I mean, you tell me what you think about the using law, not in Europe where they come from, and up there 1.5 million years, they never know nothing because I tell you they're mute. And they get language by intermixing sexually with our people. About 100,000 years ago, that's what the history book shows. I would know it otherwise. What we read in the Bible infect our brain first. He's not reading anything. The shock to know why? Interbreeding. Because they have a taxonomic blood does not agree with our blood. And that interbreeding, I heard one young lady said today, she's like 25% European. I don't think she knows by what she was saying. She probably do. I don't think she does. And if she, she's saying that's what she has. 25% of European blood. All right. So when you testify to that, what it tells me, since I read history and understand that, that European come from apes. So if you know that you have 25% of European apes, you know how much of fucking, they do to your species, supposed to interbreed with them. It means that, do you know to what dimension your cerebrum and cerebellum is destroyed, and all this smartness you think you have today, you are not really close to what you're supposed to be. So what got contaminated when they drag our people into their sippy, when they couldn't even talk? At that time, they interbreed with our species, the Neanderthals. We are not the Neanderthal, but the Neanderthal is a subgroup of our own species. We come from the same species. They never talk. And the reason why we talk is the blood from the Elohim gods. Whether or not you want to take it or not. But that's what the history is all about. And that's why we have all the pyramids and all of these great things established all around the world. It's not human, whether civilized or uncivilized, put up those things. But it is pertaining to us, the civilized people. And to indent that point, I'll read this. They came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinary documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization has nothing to do with the European African Homo erectus, homosexuals. Nothing to do with them. They are never civilized until this day right here. White people are not come human because they fucked up our own species. Two subgroup, they fucked up. And today, why they are ruling and we are not ruling, after we have ruled as king before, the contrast is too wide right now for you to read and understand what you're reading, the difference between white people and black people. They cannot win an argument about who they are pertaining to civilization because they were never civilized. And the history here to prove 3 to 4 million years ago, our species just came on the scene 250,000 years ago. That is what the history textbook says.
Nobody at all can move that now, so you can believe whatever you want to believe now. For me, it's not belief. It's knowledge of what we have to read as history, historic record. What I'm telling you will never be foolishness, unless you can call recorded history foolishness. And so, I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And the more you live, the more you learn. I am broken up inside of me when I really, really think about this. I've been telling you about me leaving Jamaica and come here to America. And what the discovery turns out to be was not what I anticipated at all. And I can tell you this. I am a lonely man, but I think I was destined to be this lonely man, because inside of me does not harbor the idea of, you know, I have a sense of what is civilized. I know what civilization is. It's not like when I was growing up and didn't know. I know when civilization came to earth by the gods, and they created us and make us civilized. And that's why civilization spread all over the world. It is different from night and day between the white people and us. Why they're killing, you know, I mean, killing the African people. And, you know, like I'm saying to you, white people only live for sex, clothes that they never were able to make during millions of years that they were alive, and 1.5 million years in Europe. They didn't know cotton. White people didn't know cotton. I give you a glimpse of what I'm saying on the white people. The history, bear witness, that they did not know anything civilized for millions of years. When they left Africa and go up into Europe, which is standard history, this is not something that, you know, I am contriving. This is what is in the World History textbook. You tell me if you have a greater textbook than the National Geographic textbook. And you look into the preface pages, and it will tell you exactly who we are and who and our species and the white people species, totally different. We belong to the same humanity, but different taxonomic group. And why we must not breed with them, because it is that place us where we are. That we were kings, but no sooner than they came into picture, they pollute our minds and we don't have any sense anymore. Now, is there anybody out there that can tell me anything different? Because the world full of people and stuff like that, and a whole bunch of all different varying type of views that we hear people speak from time to time. They have different persuasion, different conviction and stuff like that. I'm glad I get out of the confusion, because now if only history is the record of the past of anything, put it into context, World History textbook is on top of any other history books that, as far as we human concern. You read prehistory before the flood and what happened before the flood. You see all the kings that ruled before the flood, because that was the time of the gods when they were still ruling on earth. After the flood, and the gods set to depart back to their homeland where they came from to earth, they gave us the government. We couldn't make a government ourselves, but we could make government ourselves, but are intelligent enough to be responsible. So the gods gave us the system of government that they ruled over here, which was ruled over by the gods, their children, their grandchildren, and children they begat with human women. I think it is also that the gods, the goddesses, mate with humans as well. So we are the only civilized people. And the reason why white people are behaving like they are civilized is because they come and fucked us. Not in the modern time here, at first. But since they did it 100,000 years ago, it become normative because we have a Bible that we believe that don't tell us who we are. So we think it is okay to marry white people. When will we live to see the world come to the reality of the history of the past, where we are coming from? That is the head of the stream, the pure stream for civilization. The fact that we think everybody, that civilization just appear in the world, that's not true. That's not true. It's just like night and day never kiss up and sleep together. No, because they don't sleep. You can call the night a sleeping thing, but not the day. The sun is going to come up and you're going to have sunlight until the sun moves out of the way by the rotation of the earth, and then you have nighttime. My friends, what we don't know, we cannot adjust to. But if we know, we can adjust to what we know. The amount of lies and foolishness that is in my brain that need to come out and the effects of it, you know, it's too much. It's too much. It is too much. And right now, you go to any place and you see people in the daytime hustling, bustling, and doing things, and you don't, you know, they don't have a clue of what brings civilization in the world. They do not know that. You see? And the government that they have, they don't know where it comes from. But the world history textbook tells you that. And for African, where civilization first established by the gods, kings rule. And you go into the world history book, and when you look at the big, you will see that Africa and the kingdom of Africa is ruling before these white people come and talking. Before white people begin to talk. Okay? And it has gone so long, and we are suffering under foolishness, under Bible, gospel. Imagine, four gospels. And what makes this worse than what I have said so far is that white people come from a culture that fuck us all. You don't know that because they are, you know, like deface civility in such a way that we don't really know what civility is. And they come in and morph into us, take on our name, the name of places and things and take all the endowment that the gods left here for us to partake of the beauty and one wonderfulness of these things. These faggot white house, they take them for themselves. They take it for themselves. We don't know that. We do not know that. I mean, think about me who didn't know that. And I didn't take a class at all to know what I'm saying. I just continue reading. Once I begin to find the niche of civilized literature, I mean, I don't have no time. No, it's not a matter of no time. It's a matter of I reject to pay attention to what I find out. It's not a civilized thing. It's not going to do anything good for me. You know, so now I'm looking for, you know, all the peace and contentment that is in civilized information. Okay? And so this is not something for you to believe in. This is something that you must have knowledge and conviction of your knowledge. It's not about believing anything. I can tell you that. We don't use the word believe the right way. It's the reason why we go to church and we commit ourselves to everything is in the Bible, and it blinds us. Belief, when you believe foolishness, you get blind. When you believe something somebody tell you and you don't know, you believe them though, you have confidence in them, you gone wrong. Because the word believe must be used. It is a science word. And you must read the context of the definitions that it carries. You know, that when you read the context, when you read the definitions to believe, and it is telling you about confidence, it's telling you about trust, it tells you about faith, and some other were more definitions. Those are not words that allows you confidence in something that is not true. So if you hear about somebody and the person is a nice person and good and stuff like that, yet you never met that person. Like, for example, I mean, real person though, when I talk about like Jesus, because Jesus never real yet. Jesus never come from nowhere. There is no real human creature that ever come on earth in any civilized literature. Although you have the Bible is not a civilized literature. The Bible is a sodomite literature, right? And you can compare it to fiction at large. That is telling you about an image that never exists, but you believe it. When you are given an image and give you an assumed conviction it is true, you're dead. You're not supposed to swallow that, and you're gone with it. So it means that your life is not what it's supposed to be, my friend. I'm fortunate. I am very fortunate to read and break away. there is a tune I heard playing. And it says, we unpack. We unpacked. We unpacked. You know, and a nice rhythm to it. You know, I just, you know, sometimes you hear some cute tune, you know, and that is one, you know, and they have the, what you think, the, you know, the, what you call it, the, you know, the dancers or the you know, the motion of people in there going on with things and stuff like that. What I'm telling you, you have to read and get your own conviction and unpack. But if you don't know the right thing to read, you don't have the right literature to read. You as good as done. You know, really. So I'm telling you, the word believe is not a word that should take you to church. Word is science word. That means, that carries certain meaning. And you need to know the meaning of belief to understand why it is, or why word as a whole is science. Those definitions, you know a word, and if you don't know their definition, where are you going to go with the word? How can you explain anything if you don't know the definition that is required because several definitions to the word, to words, right? Sometimes 15 definitions to one word, and maybe more. You know, less too. But what I'm talking about, belief now, when we do the act of belief, it's an energy word. It is an energy word. And the science is about how many ways can you use a word, right? So I didn't know that for half a century of my life until I started to read and observe words and know that I have an obligation to know the word that I'm using and how it connects to the thought that's relevant in the issue the word presents itself. So therefore, the fact that definitions of a word carries their own set of definition as well. So when you pick on another word that is a definition to this word, you have to know those words like confidence, trust, faith, and so forth and so on that belongs to belief, right? Context governs those definitions to believe, like other words, right? If somebody had taught me this long time ago, I would be way, 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 way more advanced. But it is me reading and discover it. Okay, the way it works. These, what we call white people, Romans and all them kind of thing, they're not telling us that. Because I'm telling you, whether or not you know it, I can prove to you in the words of the Bible itself, don't want you to be a wise person. Although wisdom is in the Bible and talk about wisdom and stuff like that. But look here. St. Paul talk a lot of wisdom too, but St. Paul never exists. When I heard a friend of mine tell me that a few years ago, I was kind of stunned when he said it. But I live to go on and reading. And today, he was right 100%. No, St. Paul don't exist. You see, so it's just a character in the Bible. Writing like maybe a whole bunch of epistles, right? And nothing about St. Paul. And if you ever want, I can prove it to you, I mean, point blank, that no Jesus exists, no St. Paul exists. Who is writing all these? Homosexual white people. They are the ones that are writing these things. And that make the Bible to turn us away from the knowledge of our creation. You see what I mean? So that when we read about Adam and Eve in a garden, and God make heaven and earth in 6 days on seventh day, and God make everything and say it was good, it's proven right in the Bible that's a lie. You know, and the way God should protect Adam and Eve, he didn't protect them anything, and they would want to tell you, well, God tell them don't eat this, don't eat that, and all this kind of, that's not all there is to it. You know, we look on that and we think that is true. But will you hold God, who is the perfect God, and God that is everywhere, and God sees and knows all things, he predestined everything, he decided to set up in the world, you're going to hold that as a perfect knowledge that can't fail? So there's no way God could be perfect and make everything else perfect and say mankind was perfect, but it didn't take maybe more than 3 days or less a talking serpent coming who they did never know. Even though that, you know, they should keep the commandment of don't touch the fruit, don't eat the fruit. Even that they were, you say, well, then God tell them that. But that is not a reason now to not tell them that a serpent was going to come in there and create trouble. Why shouldn't God tell them that? Right? And why in this case where God didn't tell them that a serpent is going to come there and do anything, and indicates that these people, I mean, so that means that what God said about the fruit has to do with the talking serpent. You see what I mean? You know, I'm talking this thing, and it's the more things light is opening up around what the Bible says, and whether or not we can judge the Bible that it has a God in there, and all the things that are written about God, what God is like, what God has done, and what God will continue to do. Do we see that? We don't see that. God knew the serpent was coming, does he? And you want to say, well, Adam and Eve disobey God? But didn't God make Adam and Eve and put the laws in their body to be obedient? I mean, you are made up to have sex. And when are you going to tell me that you decide to stop have sex when you are young and still fertile? You're going to tell me that you're going to stop having sex? You're not going to tell me that. Because it cannot happen. As long as your glands are secreting and controlling your mind and tell you when you must have sex, well, you can stay a little while and have no sex, but how long? You start going crazy. Now, you want to tell me that God make them up that way, and we now are saying that, well, they disobey God. God gave them free will and all that. Does free will make you go astray? No. It can. You will be free to go astray if you want. But law inside of you that keeps you from doing certain things, that is God that put laws in your glands to keep you from doing things. Well, it cannot be that the Bible tells us about a God that created us. Moreover, if you read your history, you won't be inclined at all. If you understand history, you invariably cannot believe in a Bible story. Because like I say, none of the people who preach the Bible sign their name to it that the story is true. No, nobody at all. So why we believe in it? You can believe any fool if you allow yourself to. So I'm telling about the science in the word believe. You don't believe in something that on the face you cannot tell whether it's true or not. And worse yet, if you must have faith and hope in it and die with it. You tell me what sense that makes. So if you want to trust in a real God, then you don't trust in a God of the Bible, because of the sodomites. I write about Jesus and St. Paul, that it doesn't meet up at the same place at all. I'm so up the hill about this. You know, this word use and stuff like that we become so dumbed down that we don't know whether or not we are using words properly or not. Once we meet the requirement where this sodomite AD and Adam and the world make up as a standard of academic, you know, that serve all kind of different purpose. The right purpose about believing and having faith and stuff like that is not what they're teaching us in the Bible. Tell you that wise men to find the baby Jesus. None of that is true. Right? And when did I find out that is not true? It's later on in my old age here. I believed that all of my life because what? I was only believing. Proof that when you believe what you don't know and you're acting upon it, you're destroying yourself. If you feel comfortable believing something you can't prove, and you're going to wait until you're dead, you see the Lord, you're done. Long before you're dead, you are psychologically dead. My duty is to talk it to you. And I'm not begging you to do it. Sing an offering or nothing. You know, it's quite a few years now. I begin to tell people what I am seeing with the word evidence to it. I never ask for a dime or a nickel or a penny from nobody at all. Okay? You bet I could take the money and, you know, buy some other things with it. But, you know, I don't think about this in that context, because I'm going to pay to do this show until the time is over and I've done my time. But right now, I am telling you, every molecule in my system is all about civilization. I don't have no kind of intention to make anything of what I am saying, but exactly what I am saying, that come out of the church. That's what white people want us to do, is to stay in church. Yeah? If you know what church is, you don't go back there tonight or next week or no time at all. Don't go back to church. I beg you, seek to understand your history, to know civilization, because there are a lot of things we don't know that we feel comfortable with because that's all we know. It's not that I was really comfortable, but I was made to accept, you know, what the church is. So I go as far as I could. And I would find out that, you know, I'm not getting what I want from the church. But guess what? There is something about the church, like reading places in the Bible and read about the prophets Isaiah, when they talk about God and stuff. You know, you're drawn to those things because, you know, it's the best kind of information. You see, you know, your soul is being blessed by. Because, you know, talk about the highness and the glory of God, and oh God, make the heavens and the earth and stuff like Isaiah 40 and all that. You know, I read some very, very, you know, I mean, influential thoughts in the Bible. You know, when I read what Jesus say and things like that, Apostle Paul and Peter and James and those kind of things, that it was far from me to even imagine that those things had a contrast somewhere. You see what I mean? So I'm telling you what the world history tells us about our past, and make all the distinction between the species of the white people and the species of the ethnic people. I don't say African, I say ethnic. Ethnic people belongs to Africa. That's where our life originates from. South Africa. So what I am making clear is that the history is a record of the past. That's where I get my understanding from what I'm saying. I never get it from the Bible at all. Now I find things in the Bible to tell you, for you to test. Was there wise men following a star to see a baby and resulted into to Herod killing boy babies 2 years and under? Is that true? Is that proven true? Or you just believe it? Because the Bible says that. A sodomite write those things in the Bible. They write those stories. And stories about we were in bondage in Egypt. We were enslaved in Egypt and all this kind of thing. And Abraham went down to Egypt and blah, 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 blah. Those kind of stuff, my friends. They are equally lies to Abraham finding a God in the sky. That's right. And think of how many of us people believe that and died. My parents died believing those things. Have no doubt in them. But I come to read and find out that it destroys our brain glands, the cerebrum and cerebellum. That now, I can argue this anywhere at all. And I mean, this is unusual. It is unusual. But I'm saying it because it's true. If I began to read and find out something that is wrong, and find out that I am a part of what is wrong, I want to adjust to what is right. And I follow that and learn things. And then I learn enough that I can talk to people about it and find out that, oh, history is different from Bible. And find out that the Bible is, you know, I mean, 100% outclassed by history. And you should be justified, convinced that history supersedes the Bible, because the Bible, not even Billy Graham certified that Adam and Eve was in a garden. But he will tell you that Jesus died for your sin. And when you are reading the Bible, if you are noticing what it is saying about what happened in Jerusalem, you will know it's a lie. Because what was going on back there was not with white people, except there were criminals, I mean, invading and stealing everything that we have. So how did they come now to be one who killed the Lord of glory? And Jesus find 12 disciples, God tell him not to call no use no woman. That's homosexual stuff. That's homosexual stuff. So if you read the Bible and the talking serpent, you will find out a homosexual them that commits sin. Evil against the African people. I write the Bible just the other day. Talk about them do something almost 100,000 years ago, and now they come now after they become human-like, talk and look pretty and everything like that. They were not like that. I mean, 3 and 4 million years ago. Like I said, they interbreed with our people, interbreed long. The two subgroups, they do it too. The first one, they never talk, but they look good like human beings. But the second time, they mess with us who have the God's blood that make us talk. We would never talk unless we were hybrid. It takes blood to do it. But now, they're not telling us about the blood that make us hybrid. They're lying about it. They're telling you about a Jesus Christ that don't exist. There's no white people out there that can prove that Jesus exists. They want you to talk about, you believe it. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Now, isn't that easy for you to find out? Based on what I elaborate about believing? If you believe anything and act upon it, you must be doing it in a context that is positive, where you trust. You know, where you feel okay to trust, because we are dealing with a lot of trust every day, which may not be convenient for us to get the fact of it before we commit to ourselves. Some things, but you have to know by this question whether you do that or not. If you're not making that distinction, then things are not going right. Not going right. But if you're going to church alone because you believe, and you look and justify yourself because... Hold it. If you justify yourself by believing, you are moving out of place knowledge and tell belief to sit in that chair. And that you're not supposed to do because you lose your protection. When you go to school and learn and come out and able to do great things with your education, tell me what part of that is believing. You didn't go there to learn about belief. What of your class that taught you to believe? A clever way to believe. Did they teach you that? No. Belief is something into your emotion and your inside. Where this, if you really, when you want to give belief something to do, get some knowledge of something and believe in your knowledge. That's what you have to do. With the exception of when you need to accept somebody's word. Because if you don't accept their word, you can't pay them to do what they're going to do. You have to believe them and allow them to do things. So you better know people who are pure and are willing to do things when they say they're going to do it. So you will believe them. But my friend, you may meet upon a situation where you believe somebody that you think would do things for you and they fail you. But you did have confidence in it too. And then failure. So what I'm trying to say to you, dear, is a way to use believe properly. Where you are not in danger when you believe and act upon it. I'm going to tell you something. That you are to join this and join that. It only costs, $500 or $50 or something like that. And you're going to pay that because I'm telling you, you're going to get back a lot more, Or like somebody's borrowing $1,000 from you, like some guy did me some while back and say, he's doing a business and stuff and he wants, some investors as it were. Yeah. And I jump, borrow $1,000, give him. When come time when him tell me, say, no, him owe payment money. No, him can't pay the money. Him not, no money. Right? I have to go on, stern and stuff like that before him pay me up. And I think he pay me a false $100 in what he give me. So what I'm trying to tell you, when you're believing, it's an energy, it's an act that you're doing. That when you believe, that act is going to go in force. And if you don't have any security, you're going to crumble with your strong belief. And them throw you in the dirt and you're dead, and you're dead now. So all of your active, psychology in your mind can't work for you no more once you're dead and gone. You see what I mean? But look at the time you spend in life believing in something you don't know and you never seek to know. You never seek to know. The point is, if you're a slave to believing what the church teach you, begin to think out your situation via the words that represent what you are thinking. Because you cannot lose anybody who wants to make you feel like, you need to believe. Because only believe, they say, only believe, all things are possible, only believe. That's not the way to go. You need to know the science. You need to know the science of what you're doing, otherwise your thoughts will perish. You see? And if you doubt what somebody say and you're going to tell them no, you must know if you're breaking up a relationship. Or why you can't believe what the person say. The point is you add and subtract whether or not you should risk believing what a person is telling you, what you stand to lose if they are not honest with you. This is what I'm saying. So you shouldn't have any problem with what I'm saying because I am telling you something that represents an insurance policy for what you're thinking. You see what I mean? Make sure that you are not doing something with your believe. Believe is a verb. It's something you do, and at the time you're accepting what anybody say, you must have a discretion whether or not you are to believe and go along, or it is something that you shouldn't. If you have anything to lose and you don't want to flunk, you just decide, you know, I'm backing out. I'm not going with this. But if you think, based on the context of this situation, that, you know, it's not just you alone, more people also doing what you're doing, you can tell whether or not, you know, you don't ask them to give you a paper, you know, to validate what they're saying and stuff like that. It's something that is being done in this way, you know, that is understandable. But if you're not into that situation where you are acting on assumption, and it's okay, you must have sense whether or not it's right to do it or not to do it. Otherwise, your belief must sleep inside of your brain until you want to fall in love with something. But something, not nothing. Not assumption on something somebody wants to entice you. No bother with that. And they promise you this and promise you that. I am telling you the etymological way, the science in word process, in word science process, to be assured and protect yourself. Church has been abusing you in one way or the other, and in the most essential way that the church abuses us. Exclusively African people. Church never exists in our history. Never at all in our history. It's not in the history at all. Right? So when we now remove from solar calendar to moon calendar, a sodomite world that you're giving into because they say it. They have an institution and they have, you know, their rhetoric, and they must tell you and make your promises and stuff like that. Look, it's not supposed to be a theory. Your life must not be based upon a theory. Your life must be based upon fact. You see, I hear people using theory like it is a fact. You don't base facts on theory. You have to base theory on facts. You see, if your theory is not in line with facts, then you don't go with what they're calling theory, because you're going the wrong way about it. Word energy must be used in a factual way. Otherwise, you're down and out. Okay? Why waste your life on guesses and assumptions when you have facts to sort out and know the knowledge there? All right. I thank you for tuning into the program. What I'm saying is important for a life that is affected by civilization. White people do not have effect by civilization. They don't care about civilization in the true meaning, not talking about people. That is all around the world. That's not civilization. Civilization is inside a civilized person. You can't get civilization outside of a person, because the day-to-day don't mean anything about civilization. No, neither the night. You know, it gives us life, and there is nighttime and daytime. Civilization is a total different thing. Civilization is the knowledge of good living, good behavior, and scientific things that causes effects in life. That is civilization, the way it's done. Like in polytheism, religion is a way of life. It is civilization stuff. There was the reason why there was religion before church came in. It is because religion is scientific way of life in any dimension, right? Church came in since these white people interbreed with African people and start to talk when they never talked before, right? 3.5 or 4 million years ago, they never spoke. And they are up in Africa, they are up in Europe 1.5 million years and still did not talk. But you see, since they talk now, they get involved with everything in the world and shove the African people aside. And now they, since the interbreeding, and we are interbreeding with them, we fall low down in frequency. And it's the reason why we now are just living content, being ruled by sodomite white people. Because now you're looking at when they interbreed with us and make us now start thinking lower than they do, well, they get the sweeter part of the whole thing that happened. You see, because we lose our proprietorship and they take it away. They say, Jacob and Esau. You know, Jacob stole Esau's birthright. That's what they did. You see what I mean? That's what white people did. And when you don't know nothing about the species where them come from, I'll do it into the world. It's a textbook. That the thing about it, the species are explained in the preface pages of World History Textbook. And if you want somebody just make it up, who would make up those things? The first man walking upright, where before there was no human at all. Who's going to make up those things? These are explained based on scientific findings, right? It's not like a Bible that you believe and will not question because you believe it. No, we are talking about where things have to explain based on findings, okay? But because of your feeling about God and Jesus and, you know, you pray to the Lord and things like that, you don't see any reason to have knowledge, you know. And this is the problem that happened to us over time. You don't know why they call us black people. We are not black people at no time. A lot of our people are always pandering because they know they read about kings. Where kings come from? They don't come from Europe. Kings don't come from Europe. They were up there and couldn't talk. And it's when they come and interfuck with our people wrongfully, you know, they become look like humans, use their monkey face, you know, and look like southern apes. That's where they're coming from. And this may sound funny because you come born and grown to white people look like us. They're not like us inside. And is what they did externally that caused all of this effect. Why this history exists so long, and I never hear anybody talk about this, and it's in there, right? And I am here, and I am asking people to come in, call me, 347-850-1358. Something like this, all the people out there and listening to me, don't tell me that there is nobody out there able to call me and say whatever they want to say. You know the reason why, as I see it, if I am wrong, may somebody like straighten me out with this. I only believe in the truth as much as is written, and we are able to read it, and it is authentic. It's not like the Bible that don't have no authentic endorsement that it's true. But world is the textbook. Anybody plant any foolishness in the world is the textbook. You can easily see it when you read it, because it doesn't fall in the, under the column of civilized things. So they can put as much as they want in there. You will find out and see where they are always making error. And you don't believe what they're saying at all. You don't. When I say believe, I don't mean you. What I mean is you don't accept what they write as knowledge. You see, we have to work with what we see knowledge in, because knowledge has light in there. Belief don't have no light. So, my friends, I am saying it's difficult right now. Very difficult to work our way from a psychological level where we don't know anything else. We don't know anything else. When you don't know anything else, you just can't make no move. You have to work on what you claim you know or assume, right? And so telling you that bad things are happening on the planet. And if the good gods don't help us and do something, you know, I mean, we're going to die. We ain't coming out of this. Because these white people kill so many of us, and yet still we don't behave like, but they shouldn't do it. Why do they do it? We don't. We do not. We just go on and try that the Lord will have mercy. There's no Lord having any mercy of us when we're going to church and praising Jesus and shout and praise the Lord, the Holy Ghost and stuff. If we knew where we're coming from, we wouldn't be resting under the biblical teaching at all. Because we would know better. We don't know no better. Right? If I did not read and know better, I would continue in the old pathway. No, I cannot do that. And I am not just talking and people just able to wave me, you know, wave me off and stuff like that. You cannot wave me off. People are running away from me. You know, I don't know the amount of people, but I know a whole bunch of people. I mean, I think if they dream that, oh, Tim knocking on the door, they would, like, you know, whip themselves up. Because I'm talking something that they never heard, just like I never read it either. But I was not afraid to continue reading and find out. What I'm saying has reliable, concrete surface. You see, because I'll show you things in the Bible. Your mind has got to be unnatural for you to believe those things. And that's what the Bible tells you that your mind must do, must be unnatural for you to understand the things in the Bible. But the things in the Bible are quack, quack, quacking too loud and hard and too long for us not to realize that something is wrong. God is lying when he said the people would die, you know, if they eat the fruit or touch it. Talking serpent come in and say, you know, I mean, out of nowhere. I mean, did God tell you do this? I mean, where you come from? Where talking serpent come from? You see, and all those things are there for as long as we read and know more about the world we are living in. We will get to find out. that the Bible is counteracting the history. And if you are to ask real good question, well, God say that they were good and everything is all right. What happened went wrong? If God said they were all right, and then God come in later on after they get into trouble with the serpent, God asks them, you know, who tell them, and they tell God what happened, and God begin to curse them. Well, God couldn't see and know that the serpent was coming. I mean, you want to say because God gave them free will, he was not going to, like, you know, I mean, do nothing against them, allow them to sin. I mean, but considering it just make them. They have not been polluted with anything yet. It's pure, not more than ignorance could affect their mind at that point. They never have no picnic or nothing. You see what I mean? So, if I'm talking foolishness, why would I talk like that? Because I'm against God? You know, how could, you know, I mean, there is confusion here because, no, you can't turn against God. But when I was reading these things that are showing me, you know, light and things, that it's not logical. It's not telling the truth. What God promised to do, he's not doing it. God must be slow to wrath, right? God was swift to wrath that day against Adam and Eve. Yeah. And I could just envision from what they are saying, well, it is like God hid himself around the shrubs and watched the serpent come in and destroy them. Well, you know, another thing. Why would we accuse the talking serpent when the talking serpent say something that, maybe more than one thing, that was true, that denied what they said God tell them? The talking serpent said, God know the day that you will not surely die, but you will be wise as gods. Imagine that. Probe that. But when I bring this up now, what do you have to tell me? A God who is all-knowing, a God who can see things far away, he created all things, he knows what he's doing. How this story in Adam and Eve in the garden don't add up to anything that makes sense. And God came in and accept that now the man, you show you that these sodomites are writing this, the Bible here, right? And they are writing about God and all this kind of stuff. But they stumble too many places into error that cannot be corrected. You see what I mean? Because why is God saying, no, well, the man became, they become wise as us? Pen just said that. He know that they will be wiser than God. Why is it that they write that God concede that, you know, they become wise? And the reason now they wrote why God was going to kick them out of the garden, that is no good reason at all, because he should be seeking to reconcile them. They are ignorant people and naked too and all that. These people needed, you know, help from God. And this is what they're writing. Do you think the sodomite people them write that? All right. All right. Food for thought, right? I want to thank you for tuning in, all right? And now, it's going up to 6 o'clock now. So, folks don't want to talk to me because, look, you know, I am someone who is willing to face the issue of the scripture and history. You see what I mean? And look for all the whole bunch of uncivilized foolishness all over the place. I know that. No. If word science work it out and it doesn't make any sense, Come on now. If you don't have word sense and people contradict themselves and you don't see that they contradict themselves. I see this gentleman, Roland, on the internet, and he was talking to African American lady, and he was telling her that she is contradicting herself. Yeah, because they were arguing over an issue about theory, about critical race theory, right? Critical race theory, something like that. He was grilling this lady who was defending critical race theory. And he was showing all of the points that she is making when he uses something that should blend in with what she is thinking. She differs. So, and she is so, you know, zealous and feels self-certain of what she's saying. And he was endeavoring to say, but you're contradicting yourself. And many times he's trying to, like, interpose between what she's saying. You know, as it were, it would better help her to see the precipice that she's digging for herself. And no, she can hardly stop to make him, like, to hear what she, if he's trying to enhance what she says or something. No, she's just going on, you know, like forever and, you know, to make him feel stale. My friend, that man, Roland, forget what his last name is, but that guy he knows about logic, relevance, and fact. And he's holding them together. And I could see that. You know, he's like, he hardly could keep himself together because this woman is going awry with logic and relevance and fact. Talking about a theory, you see? And what she espouses in it. And it's like she can hardly give him an opportunity to work with her on what she's saying. And would stop her earlier from dropping into the hole. What I'm trying to say to you, my friend, you have to get right with logic, get right with facts, get right with knowing what words are saying to you. You know, depending on other people. Use the word machine to analyze, to conclude. You see, know what you're saying because you will drop down into the precipice. You will go on with Jesus until you're dead. And you don't know, you weren't reading about Jesus Christ in the Bible. You were reading what Sodomite writes in there. Sodomite people are telling about you need the blood of Jesus. No, when they are not telling about no blood of Jesus, because no blood of Jesus existed. And you're reading Bible about Sodomite people like Caesar Augustus in Egypt, you have this guy, I forget what his name is, but a few of these European, when them begin to invade us all over the world and take control of us, now, we are reading a Bible with their character. They are Sodomite. They are coming from apes. But what they've been through, you don't know. You will have to read to find out because they don't look like apes anymore. What is the reason? You need to find out. And we are so far gone down the hill that it is difficult for a lot of us minds to comprehend that. That those things can happen, but there is no other way. There is no other situation where you have options to pick one of these things. It's only one thing can happen. What? These white people turn like they are humans. But you see the kind of aptitude they have. They still have ape aptitude. And the thing is, once they have sex with you, you gone. You are virus with belief syndrome, and you believe all kind of foolishness about Jesus Christ and a God and Adam and Eve in a garden. Those kind of stuff. You don't have any space for real certified history and prehistory. You don't have none of that. But that's where your mind's supposed to be. If you find yourself thinking about this and find out history is really the things like your birth certificate you should know about and not Bible. All of them things that have in the Bible about saving grace and God and stuff like that is not true. Like I say, what you have in the Bible that Jesus say this and say that, there is no Jesus that say anything. And they are so imaginary and supplementary that they're telling you about Jesus Christ. It's a concept that they're selling, right? And they're telling you about Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ went out, you know, every day with his disciple and blah, 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 blah. And tell you that in the Bible, red writing is Jesus' words. And they supplement what they want to say and then bring Jesus in with the red writing and all that kind of stuff that these people do. These are people, when they started out, you know, and going back like 2,600 years, they built up the Catholic Church, right? And ordained what they call emperor and pope and cardinal and all this kind of thing, my friends. And make law. They make law right now. And we have law in history. They don't have no law in ancient history. We do, until where we come from, and we are still underneath them. No, listen to me. The first chance I get will be the last of white people talking about their ruling. Because anytime the world know at large who they are and where they are coming from in history, that's the end of them. End of them. And you out there playing fool, and I understand, because our head is damaged, you see. You have like 25% of European blood inside of you. I hope I don't have none. Well, you know, I mean, whatever wrong with my head and the way I see things, you know, I don't. I think some other molecule. I wasn't infected all that bad, because I don't think the Lord they feel in any way more sympathetic to me, why I would come to know certain things that I'm reading and find out. I don't think so. But I think it's what we want. You know, what is hurting us? You know what I mean? And they see, and then they will, you know, work with you to restore. But my friend, I'm saying that it is a very, very disheartening thing. You see, because the way we are stigmatized, the way we are glued to the belief about Jesus Christ, a lot of us don't have any hope. No hope at all. And educated people, their brain is so the brain is to COVID-19. Too damaged by these white people blood. You see what I mean? Because ever since we are not able to defend ourselves, why Africa came a country of slavery? Well, this is what they say. That there was prior slavery in Africa. And the white people came and adapt the slavery thing for Europe. That's what they said. Can hold on to is that since then that these people have been talking since 100,000 years ago, they go down to and take over Africa. They take over Africa. And since then, we don't have a kingship government anymore. Oddly, and those that were there, they get rooted out or died out, and we don't have no kingship government or civilized laws in force. It's all put aside. Hammurabi, you read about that in school. It was the civilized history of the, and we are the civilized people. So how our government, our law that is created for civilized people, all white people come and make up for them faggot law and steal everything from us and do all this kind of stuff. You see, there's nobody to sit down and talk to me and they will ever win one point about sodomite rule. No. And I'm looking up to the gods to help me. Destroy them. Destroy the foolishness. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, my friends. I feel downhearted sometimes. Not like want to give up on anything. But it's like the suffering, from the breakdown, the damage that is done to my system. There is much to overcome, to develop and grow over. You see what I mean? So you have to want it to get it. And that's what it is with me. I can't see this whole bunch of foolishness and know where I am coming from and feel like, no, I want to die with it right now. But not to like be alive and still going on with it. No. I see the problem that comes down on us. And I am glad that I get to know enough. I'm ready for anybody. I'm ready for anybody. Anybody at all. The thing is, we can say it's a risky thing, In a way, you can look at it like a risky thing. But it is not risky for me now because it is a long period of time, a few years now. I'm delving into this in our prehistory and modern history too. Modern history really come off these sodomite white people and what they do with the lot of time here and the fact that they turn some kind of human being, they are making news. And news to write like in world history textbook. but it's the damage that they are doing for writing their sodomite viewer philosophy and change the African mind and civilized way of thinking. That's the problem. You see, if we were going to get over it, it would be fine. But for those of us, I mean, some of us are damaged for good, really. We don't have time for anybody to discover us and help. You know, a lot of us will not recover. So I'm here and I'm looking at, these are people who did Hiroshima and Nagasaki and make it seem like, oh, you know, it's normative for a government to have a army and stuff like that. Not them, not white people. And I know where they're coming from with it. They were never always there. Like I said, they never talk. They have to dig themselves out of that and show that. Say somebody like me, there ain't nobody out there that is going to pass, I see, and can change the outcome. These are honest fucking folks. You know, meet up with me someday, and that's the end of them. And I don't mean me carrying a gun either. My gun is the intangible words inside of me. You see what I mean? That when you face me, like, I observe why people don't want to call and talk to me about what I'm saying. They will have to read and find out, because they won't be able to go to the depth of what I am saying. I have done it and still doing it. And what I'm trying to say to you, ain't nobody going to make me doubt anything, because the logic is the logic. World history is certified intelligent academic history. The Bible is not. So if you pull up with Bible and stuff like that, you ain't going to talk to me. But I'll tell you this too. About maybe 2-3 years ago, I was on the internet and a gentleman from Britain, he's African American. I don't know if he's living in America, but he at the time was a British person, like maybe British citizen, maybe. But he's African, hybrid. And I think he belonged to maybe the Muslim or something like that. No, he began to call me Bible killer. Yeah, he began to call me Bible killer. He wanted me to debate some of his people. So I had about 6 debates, and it came down to a point where, I mean, they're Christian. It was one gentleman who did shows as well, and so it's like about 5 Christian type, you know, and Islam and Christian, you know, about 5 of them. None of them, including the one that wasn't Christian, none of them win our debate. I beat all of them. And I am on the anti-Christian side, you see. But I am not disrespectful to people who are into a belief system. I'm not disrespectful. I'm using the material that they use, like the Bible and history together. And history is not in companionship with Bible, that is not even certified. Not one word of it is certified that it's true. None. So you can't be using uncivilized concept to challenge somebody who is going strictly by a civilized standard of humanity. You can't win that. You will not win. Clearly, you stupid to want to win somebody who is talking civilized stuff. Well, the problem is they think they are civilized because that's what the Sodomites them do. When the Sodomites them went to Lot's house and tried to drag out his two visitors, they think they were civilized too. They don't look upon themselves like uncivilized. No. You see what I mean? So the Bible that they write and make it seem like and introduce Christianity like it is something good, Christianity, according to the church, is to save your soul. And there is never a time in the universe, in the human history, there was anything happen like the Adam and Eve that they write about. What happened like Adam and Eve is what these Sodomites did 100,000 years ago to the African people as they were leaving Africa, whereas they were only human apes at the time. But they've been around a long, 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 long time. So whatever did, you know, what they did was no different from animal capturing animals and go eat them or whatever it is. Basically, that's what they did and interbreed our people and get talking babies. That's it. So what I'm trying to tell you is that what I have learned over these past few years, without anybody interfering with what I am reading, and every day I go out and work like among people and behave like everybody else, but it's like my life is different. I am following a civilized code of order, right? So with these white people and where they come in, I don't have no problem to deliver distinctly what is the civilized world. I get to know this. I go to school. I spend some money and do a paralegal course because I thought it would be helpful to my understanding and how I would reason and stuff like that. And I did undergraduate paralegal. I have high school education and I have paralegal education. That is enough to get me through the basics of issues on my level. And everybody who read higher than me had to pass through my level of reading. You see what I mean? They have to pass here. So I am not going off into their level to challenge them because I'm not interested in that because I have good sense to know that I'm going to respect people. I'm going to have respect for people who read higher things than me. I'm not going there. I am very content. Well, this is where I am. I'm going to stay in my lane. I respect them. If they want to come into my lane and come talk about issues with me, they better don't do it like the way they do where they are. Because I know what is affecting them, even though they're reading higher than me. You need to also respect every level of life. Every level of life. When it comes to Bible and history, now, it doesn't matter what kind of a esoteric knowledge you have. This is something that you and I can handle. It doesn't matter. You see, it's not going to, like, force you to get out of your level. I'm not dragging you down on your level. Because you know words and you know exactly how to get around with any issue. Me down here can raise up to you. It will be the same. When you're done, you go back to where you come from and go do whatever you want to do. But you can tangle with me because I have enough sense to talk about what we're talking about. Well, those people realized that I was debating. They realized that, you know what? They're having problem with me. I want to say problem with me. I was not looking like I'm dumb and stupid. They did. They were the ones who coming out. Otherwise, the people who are voting for me would not vote for me if I were looking stupid. But I was energizing people who felt the force of civilized reasoning. Yeah. That's it. And so it was. You see, I used to go to church and I got arrested at church. A church that should be protecting me was arresting me, right? Right. And I go and represent myself because I felt like at that time I was like Apostle Paul now. Don't fool around with me, man. I know my gospel. No, really. I go from being an ignorant fool to somebody that is wise because I start to think on the civilized line. Really. And I treat and respect my Bible with the God in there and everything like that. I don't go wild. And when I read these things now, like the wise men follow a star and begin to find out a lot of things I was not seeing all along. I'm seeing now and contradictions and God turning against his people and busting on them, showing and expose where Jesus' baby child was. And God shouldn't do that. You read Matthew. Read Matthew 2. And you have to see what I see in there. There was no such a thing like no wise men follow. These white fucking honest white people, that's all they're good for. It's all right. There's no story in the Bible that are not true. And as long as you be a believer, you will never find out. I begin to find out. And when I, put forth reason, remove nonsense, these guys begin to feel something burning them when they debate with me. You know what? They stop. And the guy who got me, he used to get a lot of kick out of the debates too. He was trying to get more people to debate me. And I think there was two prospective to debate me. And he couldn't get them to debate me again. So there was it. And ultimately, I saw this guy. And we are on Skype. And that's it. I don't know where he went. But a few times I spotted him and hail out to him. He never say nothing to me. Nothing to me. So, and another thing I can tell you is when I was on Facebook, there was a wise Bible man came by. What did I write? I don't know if it were the shows that I was doing. I posted. Or I you know, we always post things on Facebook. And I think it is something that I posted. I don't think it was a show that I did. And this Bible guy came. And he wanted to, talk to me. And one of my companions spoke to this gentleman. and told him that she thinks I would like to talk to him too. So eventually, I get to talk to him. And I tell him exactly what my MO is. And, you know, setting up that he and I can talk. But, you know, it will be have to be word science process, you see. And he decided that, okay, oh, I think I think he deleted me. After that, he deleted me. He unfriended me. And later on, my companion told me that he said he already made some changes about what he was thinking, but you know, he need a little more time before he talked to me. I never heard from him again. So I am talking about history, and I'm talking about the Bible. And if you think that history is behind the Bible because of your belief and faith in God, it has to give you knowledge, connection. The Bible don't give you no knowledge, connection with God. It only give you believing. So your mind is activated. Nothing. While you think there is something there, you need to believe in something. And you have got to know when somebody is playing with your brain. You should be able to distinguish between something and nothing. When somebody fool you with an idea and get you to put your confidence and conviction in there, you're into drinking a lot of salt water for a long time, because nothing goes up. Nothing can go like what you are thinking there. You believe on the Lord, and you feel so great believing in the Lord, and you never get any closer to really know what has happened in the world that caused all of this. So you believe in this, you know, it's not a tangible thing that you're believing in. It's an intangible idea. So don't let somebody fool you with intangible ideas. And that's what the Bible does, 100%. You don't have any homosexuals. It doesn't matter what type of, if they're science or psychiatrist or whatever it is, they will never survive, because I'm dealing with the root of certified world history. That's what I'm dealing with. The way the world history tells us how we originate. I know how the white people originate. I know how we, the second species, originate. They are hominid. We are wise sapien. They want to call us Homo sapien. We are not Homo sapien. Just know that. Don't let me come catch you calling us Homo sapien, because we are not no Homo. That suffix belongs to homosexual, okay? With your RH rhesus blood. It's not going to stand. I don't know what I know for nothing, okay? When I'm talking about, while we're talking about presidents of the United States, look, these jerks, they are going to leave here soon. They're going to leave our territory soon, because they talk about government. They don't have no government whatsoever. None whatsoever. All the money and the billions and billions of dollars that they steal from us, it's not theirs. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I'm telling you all of this. People who want to know the real world and to live their lives the way they are supposed to live. I'm not preaching the gospel of John or Mark or Matthew or the other from to you at all. I know so much contradiction that will not allow a person to go on believing what is in the Bible. Too many contradictions that It doesn't matter what you know. You cannot over. You cannot knock them out. Okay. What do you want besides knowing the facts of stuff? We're living in a world where, you know, we see the blue skies and sometimes a lot of patchy cloud above our heads and rainfall and stuff like that. We need to know the history of where we come from. I always ponder long time ago when I didn't know anything. Ponder. But now I have tangible and intangible understanding of things. I don't feel like that anymore. So you take good care. I want to, like, at least give you a little breather. And here is Nat King Cole. He's giving for us. No, this is Natalie. All right, let's go ahead with Natalie. It's a long while I don't play her. And let's see what we're going to get from Natalie Cole. Miss you, all right? You have a good friend missing them? Just donate for them.
I remember the things that we used to do, a kiss and
Okay, now I'm running behind a bit here. I'm running behind a bit. I hope you're enjoying yourself. I hope you're enjoying my kind of talk. You know, it's just me alone. I know. It's just me alone. It's about 20 minutes ago, and I think I can, do with this. Now, I am telling you, it's a lot of foolishness that we are living down every day and don't know. This is one of them. We are sold to white people as slaves from Africa. Why those things exist, my friend, when we, by history, come from an origin where these kind of things not supposed to be among us. But as far as I can see, we are supposed to take responsibility, though, for ourselves, because we are given a civilized brain. Like you hear, I am talking, and although I was smothered from a child under this sodomite, way of, of life, now I am able to read and understand something as being somebody who wasn't doing very well with reading at all right? But I am high school, 12.12 reading. I'm probably a little further than that today, based on all the time that I spent reading and finding out stuff. Okay, anyway. But here we go. Africa, where we come from, we get no regard from our own government, which is kingship that is in the world. Kingship that we have. And sodomite come, who couldn't talk, and they come say they are making law to govern the world, when the gods have already done that. Now, look at this. Kenyan UN ambassador, Ukraine speech does not deserve, his speech on Ukraine does not deserve ethnic applause. We're not supposed to applaud these guys. They are acting like the worst idiot, uncivilized idiot. And the fact that Africa will not pay any attention to its own system of government. You see? Why should we applaud them? We don't applaud them. Cosmic philosopher. Imperial colonialism. Cosmic philosopher. Imperial colonialism is according to Elohim kingship rule, decree, endowed to kings and prior to Hernamu and Amurabi, kings, you see, that have ruled the civilized world before anything start to, these white people come here talking about they are doing imperial colonialism and they are this and they are that. They are actually wrongly emulating the civilized system of government and society. That's what they are doing. Patrick Gassara, Al Jazeera. As the United Nations Security Council debate Russia's move to recognize the independence of two breakaway. As the United Nations Security Council debate Russia's moves Russia's move to recognize the independence of two breakaway regions in Ukraine, and to deploy peacemakers there. A speech by Martin Kemeny, Kenya's UN ambassador. Tension of many. It is being described as one of the best speeches delivered at the forum. In it, Kemeny eloquently expressed Kenya's opposition to Russia's actions and to the idea of using force to change borders left behind by collapsing empires. In not so much many words, the Kenyan envoy asserted that Russian President Vladimir Putin, who in a rambling speech just hours before had bemoaned the dismemberment of the USSR in 1991. Hernamu founded the Sumerian third dynasty of Her in southern Mesopotamia, following several centuries of Arcadian and Gothian rule. Who is Gothian? A white people, you know. White people. They invaded Mesopotamia. These Sodomites. Everywhere we go, they come there and show themselves up. These Sodomites, these batty fucking white people, am. Okay? When I read something like this, you know, when I read something like this, I know the history that I have read, I know where these fuck ass old idiots, uncivilized ape-like white people want to turn human being. When I know that in the world history textbook, they are making up their laws that has nothing to do with civilized law at all. You see? And if they had kept in their species, we would know about them. We would not know about them. We know about them because they violated our species. That's what we are supposed to be talking about. Putting the whole log stock barrel of them. They are homosexual culture. That's who they are. Where they look like humans from is destroying our species. It's in the world history textbook. Now, if you want to be sidetracked by all of what they are doing, I'm not sidetracking by it because you know what? I pray the gods to fix their business. Because it's a long time now. They have done something to us through their interbreeding that destroy our brain. Okay? And we can hardly rule ourselves anymore. We were kings ruling the world, right? What now? No. Because they come bring their taxonomic blood, rhesus blood, and destroy our brain. You see? Don't you see I mean, the amount of African people who are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ tells you that we are mentally damaged beyond what we realize. About the description. A. Urnamu founded the Sumerian third dynasty of Ur in southern Mesopotamia following several centuries of Akkadian. You know what? I don't even want to subscribe to what they're saying about Guthian rule, because all they are doing is making themselves notoriety. Both Guthian rule. You don't talk about Guthian rule when they are just a set of homosexual, deplorable, ape-like humans. Okay? Guthian. You know, you're just reading this, you'd know. That is why people are pushing themselves in, just like how they call themselves Romans, and they were not Romans. Still impersonating African Roman sect. Okay. So it goes on here to say, Urnamu found the Sumerian third dynasty of Ur in southern Mesopotamia following several centuries of Akkadian rule. No Guthian, because Guthian are these sodomites. They didn't rule nowhere except being criminals. Criminal overthrow. His main achievement was state building, and Urnamu is chiefly recommended today for his legal code of Urnamu, the oldest known surviving example of the world, 2100 to 2050 BC. Although the preface directly credits the laws of King Urnamu of Ur, 2112 to 2095 BCE. See, the Hammurabi Code of Law, a collection of 282 rules, established standards for commercial interactions and set of fines and punishment to meet the requirements of justice. Hammurabi's code was carved into a massive finger-shaped block stone stele pillar was looted by invaders and finally rediscovered in 1901. Who do you think are the invaders? Is this sodomite white people then? You know, stealing the stele pillar that right right, Hammurabi's code. You see what I mean? This is the kind of a situation that we're in. You don't see African people going into these type of representation for civilization. They allow these sodomites to come in and talk about they having laws, AD Anno Domini. That is not civilized stuff, but that's what Africa allowed them to do. Okay? Now, if you have a creator do all the things that they do on earth and put you here, would you allow sodomites to come here and reign who are coming from ape, evolution, and come and destroy a species to look like they are humans? Would you? I don't have anything to lose at all to espouse the truth of civilization. I don't have nothing to lose. Okay? They have something to lose, because when the gods is going to get rid of them, they won't have any sense to know that they even miss anything. Okay? Okay. Now, looted. They're looted. Looted by the invaders. These white people are the only invaders on planet Earth that ever known. Okay? Finally rediscovered in 1901. Hammurabi is a Babylonian legal text. Composed 1755 to 1750 BC. All right? What I am telling you out there, my friend, this is the only civilized stuff we have that cover civilization altogether. White people are not civilized folks. Okay? And you need to know the interbreeding that they do to look like they are humans. You need to know that. And I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I hope that you get something from what I said to be your own knowledge, okay? Because I'm not about the belief thing. Academic belief is acceptable, but this church belief is not. So take good care. I hope to see you on the next, do something on the next edition, okay? Take good care.
Yeah. glad to be here, like a puppet on a string. I like a puppet on a string. Thank you.
live clean, let your work be seen. My brother, stand firm, are you gonna feel well? If you want to come till I see, if you want to come till I see, he think it is wise that I should not get baptized. But when I realize it was the devil in disguise. If you want to come till I see, another one come till I see, to be in the light, got to take Jesus Christ. You talk it like gladness, but that is madness, I say. And all you got to do, live clean, let your work be seen. Stand firm or you're gonna feed well. Live clean, let your work be seen. Stand firm or you're gonna feed well. Live clean, let your work be seen.